How to switch gears from thinking small to thinking big. That is the reflection of the day. Today, I have this revelation and I want to share it with you guys. As you know, I have been, and I'm talking about this because for the next, I would say, month, I will be reflecting and sharing with you this process that I'm going through of the Silva Method. The Silva Method is teaching me so much. Wow. I am so excited about continuing to learn so much from this work that I'm doing with the Silva Method. Sorry about that. Beeping from my car as I am sharing with you this reflection, trying to make sure that today I send to you and I share this reflection with you. So one thing that I've learned is, as I'm doing this work, is that you are being challenged to think of the unknown. And the unknown, where the unknown is where the magic is. So to be able to reach that level, you have to do the work. And what I'm finding is the challenge with this course is that it's not a challenge. It's actually a gift that it challenges you to think of the unknown, to think of the magic that you want to create and let the quantum field, the universe, God, all that magic that is all united, it starts to be created. So today the exercise was that a few days ago, I wrote, as I shared with you, I believe in one of my reflections, that I share this exercise where you take a page and you go and you create three columns. And in one column is going to be the experiences that you want to create in your life. And these are big experiences. And I shared that I want to have my own talk show. I want to be a motivational speaker worldwide. I want to be able to have thousands of people that are coming to my seminars and my workshops, and I'm impacting these people's life. And it feels amazing. There is a burning desire for me to be able to create this. And then I put in the growth that I need to be able to accomplish those things. And then I put in the contribution that I'm going to be making into the world. Well, today he said, I'm going to challenge you to rewrite it. And now think bigger, think bigger. And that to me, when I heard of it for the first time that he changed, that was the homework. I'm like, wow. I mean, I thought I was thinking big, but the idea is that we are not aware of what is possible because we allowed our fears in the fears that we have create the limitations that we imposed in our subconscious mind, in our conscious mind. And there is so much that has been created, so many limitations from our past that you're not able to see the magic that could exist for you. So as I am I'm getting ready to redo this exercise, I got excited because I realized that, you know what? When I look back at my life and I was able to really see that in my book, Yo Digo No Más, I Say No More, which I highly recommend for you guys that might not know and or might be listening to this podcast and don't really know that I have a book, my autobiography, and I was able to really understand this concept that I'm speaking with you about. Thinking big is something that is hard to do because we are used to thinking small. And when you think small and you get comfortable, then you turn off your creativity, turn off the possibilities, turn off the connection to the big thinking, to the quantum field, or to God. So today, my ask for you is, what are you thinking? Do you think that you have this open mind? Because if you don't have it, look, you can start today. You can start thinking in a very open-minded way, because the magic that exists in the world does not come to you if you are blocking it from coming to you. You're blocking it from coming to you from, you know, with all those walls that the wall that you have built in those walls, that wall that you have built is full of bricks. And you might be taking small bricks one at a time, but boy, if you can accelerate the process where you start taking bricks, not just one, but maybe four, maybe five, and you get to see more clear on the other side, because on the other side, there's the gifts that exist for us. We all have limitless possibilities. We all have the ability of getting to the big thinking, but we don't reflect enough. And I'm happy that you're actually listening to me right now on this podcast, because I can see that you have removed a brick from your wall. So let's remove many bricks all at once so that you can get to the thinking big and create the possibilities that you are not able to see today. Let's reflect, reset, and reconnect.